Oh man, sometimes I wish we could tape during the commercial. So, if you watch Harry Potter backwards,
yes.
It turns out that the movie is about an institute that gradually robs a teenage wizard of his age and talent until he's got nothing left and must resign himself to living under a family's stairs.
No, you just ruined Harry Potter for me.
If you watch Godzilla backwards,
yes,
it's about a benevolent lizard that helps rebuild a city, then moonwalks into the sea. Moonwalks into the sea.
Built a city and moonwalks.
And my favorite, if you watch Black Swan backwards, it's about a dancer who cures her insanity by sleeping with Mila Kunis.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I know that she's married pretty much to, you know, what's his head? You know, the guy.
From That 70s Show?
Yeah, that guy that was his girl, was her boyfriend in that, Ashton Kutcher.
And they thought Ashton Kutcher was, no.
Yeah. So Ashton Kutcher left Demi Moore.
Yeah.
When she turned 60 or whatever it was.
Got too old for him.
Eventually, yeah. And so then he's back with Mila Kunis, and they have actually a baby together. Which is very funny because if you watch That 70s Show, those two were the couple.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's, yay. So there's that. So they're a couple now. But, you know, if I need to kill and cure some insanity. If you watch Cinderella backwards, it's about a woman who learns her place. It's not me. It's this thing. I'm just reading out here, people. I don't believe that. That's terrible. If you go further back in Cinderella, her dad and mom come back, and she doesn't have to go with her stupid stepsisters. She gets her mom back. How about that? Is that a better one for everyone?
Yeah. A little bit.
If you watch the movie Jaws backwards, it's about a shark that keeps throwing up people until they have to open a beach.
That's a good one. Oh, man. I never liked the ocean because the first person, or Jaws.
Yes.
Because the first person that dies in that movie is named Alex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the little kid.
See, I never, no, that's not the first person who dies in Jaws.
Yeah, it is.
No.
The little kid.
No.
Yeah.
No.
At the beach.
No.
Who?
The first person who dies is the girl who is skinny dipping in the very beginning, and it's the most, considered one of the top most terrifying horror scenes of all time.
No, I think that's after.
No, this is definitely before. And it's the opening scene where she's out there swimming naked, and all of a sudden there's like a dunk, and she's like, oh, 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 and then just boom, and she's gone. And that's all it is. And you're like, oh, my goodness.
Don't go in the ocean.
Oh, my goodness. That movie kept me out of bathtubs, kept me out of swimming pools.
That's why I don't go in the ocean.
It took a long time for me to go into ocean. And finally, I did get an opportunity to swim or to scuba dive with sharks. So not you know, great white sharks, but, you know, what? Little midget black tip reef shark. But they're not, I mean, 6 feet. You know, I saw an 8 foot tall nurse shark.
Yeah.
Maybe not tall. Long is probably better.
When I went fishing at the Gulf, we had a 7 foot bull shark on the line when we went fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And we went
bull shark.
No, I kid you not. And the captain of the charter that we took out, he's like, "Do you guys want to keep this? Because before we bring it on the boat, I got to shoot it."
Yeah. Did you say yes?
Yeah, we said yes, and he was coming down to go shoot, and the line broke.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it was huge. It was huge.
Huge. Well, if you missed it, once again, the Nuggets. By the way, speaking of huge. Won another
Nuggets. Nuggets.
They just won another. I know.
Yeah, they're doing good.
They are. But the other shoe's going to drop, man. The other shoe's going to drop. it is. I'm sorry that it is, but it is. It's just so frustrating.
The other shoe's going to drop and they're not going to make the playoffs? Or?
Well, here's the thing is, you know, they need a solution at shooting forward.
Yes.
Right now they have Gallinari.
Yep.
Who's good, but takes a lot of shots as a volume shooter, and he gets
ball
stuck.
Seems to
he gets
stop.
Stuck there.
Yep.
Then you have Wilson Chandler, who is probably the better option there, but he's hurt a lot. He's been hurt the last 2 years. Was not hurt before that, but was hurt the last couple of years. Missed a lot of time, so you don't know about that. You can bring the Spanish guy off.
Hernan Gomez.
Yeah, he can play that, either the power forward or the shooting forward, because he can shoot a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's not getting minutes. And then the other guy, the Yazzie or the Yizzy or whatever his name is. You know who I'm talking about, right?
The Yizzy?
No. Oh, I'm so mad. This is so.
Hibbert?
No, not Hibbert.
Nelson Miller?
No.
Plumlee?
Stop it. Malik Beasley.
Oh, Beasley.
What'd I call him?
The Izzy?
Well, he is. The Malik. So he's a shooting guard, but that's the whole. And you also have Alonzo Gee. He hasn't been getting much time. You also have Daryl Arthur, who's been playing well.
Well, they just brought up Will Barton, right?
Well, Will Barton, he's been here for a while. He can play. You have all these guys that can play. It's just that you.
Was Beasley on the D team for a while?
Malik Beasley is a rookie, I believe.
Yeah. I think they moved him up for a game or two.
Well, he's not getting any time. He's not getting any time.
Yeah. No, he wasn't even on the bench tonight.
No, and it's been a problem because one of the reasons why they're trying to get rid of people is that they believe that he is a really good shooting guard and they would like to see him develop and get minutes. But right now he is not, he's not getting any minutes. You know, I mean, it doesn't help that, you know, last season, this season, he had to get surgery on a leg, but he just can't get into it. He went to Sioux Falls. Scored 10 points. He scored 12 points in 15 minutes off the bench. I mean, look, you got a lot of good talent, but you don't have anyone that you can rely on. I mean, Jokic, it may turn out to be that guy, but he's still a rookie. When you had Carmelo here, you had a guy that you knew that you could take. Now, the problem is that Carmelo became fond of the basketball. So fond that every time he got it, it felt like Gollum doing the My Precious bit.
Yeah, but when they had Carmelo, dude, they made the playoffs every single year.
They did make the playoffs every year, single year, but they also didn't do anything every single year except one year when they had Chauncey Billups.
Yeah.
And that was the one year where they actually were able to persuade Carmelo to play some defense. I mean, not even a lot of defense, but a little bit of defense, and also look to pass and shoot a little bit more. And he had better rebounding and assist numbers. But then, you know, the next year, you know, they choke out to Golden State, you know, didn't know what they were running into. And then without Carmelo, they do go to the playoffs, win 57 games, but then they bow out early again. So, you know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I say this so many times on this show. I've said this for years. So forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but the Denver Nuggets should win 45 to 50 games every year simply from where they're located.
Just because the
outfit is hard for teams to come here and play because we are nowhere near anywhere else. Two and a half hour flight from the next town that has a basketball
team. Just run them until they can't breathe anymore.
Exactly right. And in the fourth quarter, do that. And what you're seeing with these Nuggets is they're scoring a lot. You know, they are averaging 120 something points a game. But, you know, if you do that, then you'll win. You have 41 home games, you'll win 25 home games, and then you win, what, if you can win 15 to 20 on the road, that's 40 to 45 wins. There you're at. 40 to 45 wins. That's an above 500 team. But the Nuggets right now are 16 and 14 at home and below 500 on the road. They're young, but there is hope, I think. There is hope there, but they definitely need to.
There's a light in the distance.
You need to do some addition through distraction is what...
Distraction.
Submission through distraction.
It's a trap.
Oh, my God. Admiral Akbar knows. You can hashtag Admiral Akbar knows every time. It's a trap. We'll be back after this on the Darren Copeland Experience.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports.